Good afternoon, I'm Erin Gottsacker. This is WXPR News. Oneida County Sheriffs are asking residents to use caution after a bear killed a dog in the township of Pelican near the area of County P. The bear is the height of a husky and 150 pounds. Authorities say it is not afraid of humans. In a Facebook post, the sheriff's office said bears wake up hungry and confused, but most will walk away with a simple yell or whistle. This bear, though, killed a small dog near its owner, tried to get to more dogs, and pawed at a resident's door after following a woman on her deck. If you see bears exhibiting threatening behavior, you're asked to call the sheriff's office at 715-361-5100. Chaotic, rushed, and mishandled are all words Wisconsin's Greenfire used to describe the state's February wolf hunt. Greenfire is a conservation group that supports science-based management of Wisconsin's natural resources. It recently released its assessment of the wolf hunt. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with one of the group's wolf experts about the key findings.
Wisconsin's February wolf hunt was quickly put together after a judge's order. More than 200 wolves were harvested as hunters quickly went over quota, shutting down the hunt after just 3 days.
To the extent and the quickness at which the harvest occurred, I think, was a surprise to all of us.
Adrian Weidevin has studied wolves in Wisconsin for more than 30 years. He's currently the co-chair of Wisconsin's Greenfire Wildlife Working Group. Weidevin says a lot of packs won't produce pups this year because the hunt happened so late in the season after most packs were done breeding.
If you had a hunt earlier in the fall, you removed the breeding female, a new breeding female could move in there and breed with the male and produce pups in that pack, but all the females probably would have already had their estrus for the year, so there was no opportunity for new females to move in and breed in that pack and produce pups. So you've totally eliminated all the pup production within that pack.
Greenfire says it's reasonable to estimate that 60 to 100 of Wisconsin's wolf packs may lose all pup production due to the February hunt. If that's true, it will represent 24 to 40% of the expected reproduction. Weidevin says the hunt also did little to reduce wolf conflicts with livestock and pets, which was a main argument for supporters of holding a hunt.
The harvest of wolves are from major core areas of the wolf range in the state, and very few of them were in areas where there were high levels of conflict. So as a means for reducing conflicts, it probably did very little for that, and probably reduced abundance of wolves in areas where they probably do the most good.
The assessment also found the hunt did damage to the state's relationship with Ojibwe tribes and public trust. You can read the full report on our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Drivers along U.S. Highway 2 near Hurley will need to pay attention to major construction this summer. The Wisconsin DOT is replacing the interchange at U.S. 51 with a roundabout. Construction on the project starts today. Contractors first need to build a temporary road to reroute traffic when it's time for the bridge to come down. Kay Kylan is the DOT project manager.
There'll be a T-intersection there with the stop sign on Highway 51, and that will be there throughout construction. As construction progresses, Highway 2 will have one lane open in each direction the whole time, but the lanes that are open are going to shift around a little bit, so people are going to have to be careful and pay attention and watch for some changes in our traffic patterns out there.
Construction is scheduled to wrap up by the end of October. You can view a map of the project on our website, WXPR.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is lifting some of the precautions it had in place because of COVID-19. Observation towers and playgrounds at Wisconsin State Parks are now open again, and the DNR increased capacity to 100 at open-air shelters, amphitheaters, and outdoor group campgrounds. It's already a busy year for state parks. Attendance is up 25% compared to last year. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.